Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Night Lights. This is Lori Frazee, Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and we're live in Fernandina Beach. I always want to call it something else. I'm going to call it an invitational. It's a non-sanctioned contest, but the big boys are here. You know, they made a point to, wait a minute, I'm getting called back. What is it? Oh, they're good? I have people tasting my wings. They say they're good. Anyway, it's kind of an invitational. It was a limited amount of people. We are on the beach in Amelia Island, Fernandina Beach, and if you've ever been up here, it is really a beautiful place, and we're at the park. So I'm looking for Jay, and Jay is working tirelessly. Jay Robertson is the guy who kind of put this together. And I don't know how we put it together or why, but, you know, I had him on the show before, and we were talking about, I'm trying to get Jay. Jay's going to do an interview if he's able to, but if he can't because they're still judging steaks. See, what's happened is we had an ancillary contest of wings and steak, and it kind of screwed everybody up, and that's why I'm a little bit late. But we could get Lou here. So while we're waiting on Jay to come, we're live on the air.
Did you see they did your box?
What are they doing?
Your presentation.
No, they told me I could do the other.
They just did it.
Really? They told me I could do that, that there was no holds barred. Did you ruin it?
No.
Oh, you did a pretty good job.
Thank you very much. I tried.
And this is bacon. Did you have to do that with that? Oh, that ain't right.
They said,
you're beautiful.
It was very beautiful.
Yeah, well, you said no whole bar, man. Doesn't matter. I did KCBS. You can turn it. They turned in individual pies.
It was a very.
I'm going to get that back,
I
right?
I gave her a 10.
I did show them. I'm going to show you this.
Well, I'm going to eat my own asparagus. Anyway, we're here with live.
Okay.
Jay Robertson? Come on. You're actually handing out steaks. You're not going to be able to talk to me. I'm sorry. Okay, so you must really did your job because I worked at Parks and Rec in another county, and I'm going off on a total different tangent, but the guy is here in a bathing suit and a muscle t-shirt, not a white suit t-shirt.
No, never thought that was white.
Yeah, and you've been fooling around for a few days. I'm guessing it's not that way every day, is it?
No, unfortunately not. There's still plenty of desk work, but I try to do at least one event a month that keeps me pretty occupied. So.
How long have you been with the city?
1999.
Really?
And I'm at the ripe old age of 35. So. Been here ever since I was working part time with the city while I was going to the University of Florida, and then as soon as I got out, I got a job. I had a job waiting for me.
You know, the cool thing is when people say, "What age would you be again?" I would be 35 again.
It is a good age.
Don't want to be any other age, but 35 is a really good year. So I'm hoping you have a great time. Everybody's having a good time.
Good.
And thank you so much for putting this together. We know that this is a play day, basically.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and
it is.
we don't have the biggest staff, but you know, we're able to pull stuff off, and you know, if you put your heart into it, and you know, really try to cater to the teams and keep them happy, it's easy living.
And you did a great job. You called Thomas Henry with Budmeisters, and you were on the phone to a million other people right after that. You know, you called me. I know you called a lot of other guys, and. You've done a great job, so thank you for doing this. And when is your next contest here?
The KCBS one is third week of August, 22nd, 23rd. I don't have anything to do with that one, but it's the same venue, KCBS, Great Southern Tailgate. And then...
you don't have anything to do with it?
I handle the health department stuff for them.
Oh, okay.
That's about it, but we have our... non-sanctioned plus the birthday competition October 11th.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much. And I'm sorry to bug you here. Okay. So we're off to find Robbie Royal. He promised a little tour of his new rig. So we're going to go find, and I know where he's at. It's not like I got to really hunt him down. But it's definitely, I will say, it's very hot and humid here. I'm next to a bunch of people I don't know, which is interesting. Terry McKay with Gitter Smoked is here. Jim Elder and Matt Barber. Jim's having surgery on Tuesday, and I don't know what he was thinking about coming here, but just can't miss a good time. So, oh, there's Bob. Hey, Bob. I'll come back your way, buddy. All right. Bud Meister's here. There's a lot of Georgia people because there's a bunch of GBAs here. So let's see. There's Raymond. Now we just have to find. Hi! What are you guys doing here? Where are you? Oh, nice! Is Robbie in here? Robbie! You can't see. Oh, I can see now. Can I come in?
Come on
okay,
in.
Okay, so as I'm entering, whoa. Oh, look, you do have it down to 64 degrees. I'm in the new rescue smoker.
Wow.
I should have come in last night so I wouldn't be all visually eye over it. Whoa, this is bad. Yeah, so we're in the new rescue smoker. Smokehouse, I'll call it, because
yeah.
It really is a smokehouse. Winners off the latest Pit Masters, and we're here with Robbie Royal. What size is this beast?
It's 35 foot long, 8 foot wide, and it's awesome. We got, I think it's 12 foot back deck, stump smoker sitting on the back. I don't know what stuff we're going to call the prototype there, but we got a stretch,
say,
and we got a seat package that stuff bad. And stuff built for us and put on here, and it's just phenomenal.
Oh, so that's what they were doing recently. And
yes.
Did you get new paint jobs on your stretch?
You paint on my stretch. You see
okay.
Orange and red. Kind of painted it red to kind of match your cook trail.
Okay, and that's the new prototype?
Yeah, maybe called the Pitmaster is what I've been told, but I don't know. Who knows?
No, that's, oh, and you've got little, wait a minute. Open
yeah,
this sucker
on,
up. Now, because I'm looking at you, got a little hydraulics, I'll call it.
There's no latches on it.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Kind of like a baby XL, but to fit
it's
in here
front.
To fit in here with the with the sink package and to have a front fan, we weren't going to be able to get to the fan and the holes from the side. So
it's a front load. Wait. It's a gravity fed.
It's a gravity fed.
With a front load for your
firebox.
Yes. And you've got four really beautiful. Is this your first cook on this?
It is. We cook chicken sausage and we cook chicken tonight on it.
Oh, you mean I'm hoping I'm feeding you. Is that your chicken that you turned in?
No, that's just the extra that we did, little junky pieces.
I have a lot of those.
We didn't win chicken. You don't have to worry about that. We didn't win wings tonight.
Yeah, so there was an ancillary contest of wings and steak. Did you cook steak, too?
We did cook steak. Had a good steak.
Where did you cook it?
Were
you borrowing somebody else's cooker?
We got two pans, put some coals in it, took a rat out of the cup. And a couple of man grapes on top to get our good.
A man grape.
No more.
No, that's good. Good deal. Okay, so, and this is your stretch. This, how old is this?
2007.
Okay, but you've had it resealed.
It's been resealed twice, and this is actually the third paint job. I dropped something against it and it scratched it about 5 years ago, and we had to pay to get a new paint job on it. This has got a new paint job, trying to blend in and match the color of the trailer.
Yeah, and I realize it's a little bit different. Now, will people be able to find this new prototype
I don't know what
online?
I wouldn't really call it the Pitmaster.
I know.
But they designed it kind of like a cross between the Monster and the Baby XL.
Yeah.
In order just to fit this trailer. You know, we needed it to fit with the
stuff. The sink is lovely.
And
you got hot, I'm guessing.
Hot
cold,
got 30-gallon catch tank. That's piped outside. It's got some nice storage underneath. And the pad can hook you up. You get stuck and design whatever you want.
Okay, so we're on the back deck, and you've got aluminum rails around here, which is good because I know not that you drink, but you have people visiting the drink, and they might fall off the outside. You have a little hood?
Yes, double fan there, and they just, boom. They just, you know,
suck it all out.
We got these sack pipes that they made. They made it. It was Raymond's idea to pipe them out there and got them done.
And this is the new Cook and Play. It's actually
from Mid-State RV. It's made by Work and Play, but this Cook and Play is patented by Mid-State RV in Byron, Georgia. It's the only place you can get it. And phenomenal guys. They'll make you a heck of a deal. And I go get one because it's the future of competition barbecue.
It's beautiful.
Pull up, hook electricity up, hook the water up, you're through.
Yeah.
Let on now.
Yeah, and I will just say that I still did, even though I got a new rig, I've been working my ass off, and these boys have been to the beach. So something's wrong with that picture. Okay, so we're looking at a 12-foot deck, 7-foot ceiling. Hey, you know what? I don't get one of those. What is that about?
I would get.
You're dropping those off to everybody, and I'm busting their ass because they have little Pitmaster brushes. And they're dropping off at everybody who's anybody. And, oh, look, oh, Forrest.
I had to sign an autograph something for Forrest.
You know, and oh, Forrest Fine Foods is coming over to give Robbie a big old hug and a pink shirt because real men wear pink. So, and Forrest is doing a Dutch oven cooking class at the Fun Cook, so come on.
Yes.
Okay, so let's leave the deck.
Right.
Oh, and it's all dino plated, so it's...
Go ahead with the magic.
And you've got cambros that are stacked up. Do they stay out here?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just wrap them in. Like, Raymond is catering off, but he can pull it out and go from there.
Yeah, because Raymond is actually full-time doing a restaurant called... Rescue Smokehouse. So they have a sliding glass door that's got smoke windows, so you really can't see what they're doing in here, which is probably good. How long have you guys been open at the restaurant?
This lobby, 2 years.
Oh, it is 2 years. I didn't think it was that long. Because you had a phenomenal job with benefits and everything else,
yeah.
And you bit the bullet and did this.
I took a leap of faith. Everybody's been helping me do it for a while, but I was scared to do it, but now that I've taken a leap, I wouldn't go back and change it.
And your wife is a big part of the restaurant and the catering.
She's the backbone.
Yeah.
Without her support, my daughter's support, wouldn't know where I could be.
That's your daughter.
Team also. I mean, our wives are probably the biggest part of our team. They put up with our stupidity for years.
I'm glad you said that.
And allow us to get out and have a little fun, you know.
Well, and you were telling me last night that you guys have actually split off and gone in two different directions. You and Amy and you and Stephanie
right.
have gone to different contests and actually competed as
Rescue Smokers once in the FBA and one in the GBA. Well, I think we came in third overall in Tallahassee that weekend in the FBA. And Raymond Lane actually won grand that weekend in the GBA. So
nice.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, so they're in your cleaning butts, and I got to say, because I pick up a lot of crap. These are huge.
We don't do a lot of trimming. We just spend that money muscle.
Yeah.
See, and that's all we're going to do.
But they're gigantic.
Raymond, that's the fortune. This Raymond had the restaurant. We kind of get, kind of like barbecue always did. You get to look at 30 butts and pick out the two or three or four best ones you have.
Yeah, I think when I go to Restaurant Depot or Cheney Brothers or anything, I can look through 30 butts and never get anything that big. Those are beautiful.
Yeah, we've been real fortunate to get some really quality meat over the last 2 months. And we got a beautiful Wagyu right there ready to roll.
Oh, my God. There we go. Beautiful. Mine is...
You talking about meat or brisket?
Yeah. I was talking about the brisket. Mine is pathetic. And then I got somebody to bring me a second one, and it's worse than mine. So, come on in. Stephanie, that you shy. So let me ask you, Raymond, this an IVP? Is it a... Really?
Yeah. We started getting IVPs, then I bought U.S. Foods.
Right.
And they asked me, did I mind them swapping the Swiss? I put my long eater butt face on the I said, because I like the 8-10-pound butt. That's what I serve my customers. The way my whole butt is the 8-10-pound butt. And I don't want nobody saying our store saying, I want you to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
My motto is, I mean, hungry, really full.
Absolutely. No, that's great. Now, and you guys are doing quite a bit of catering, too, right?
Yeah, we're a fit master. We have stepped up catering up 3 times what we had.
Really?
Has grown 3 times. A bunch of people. I got a little place. I can only see 42.
Oh.
And turn the business, the profit, you know, from the
Yeah, he's, I got to tell you, nothing personal, but I'm jealous of your butt. Because, yeah.
Nobody ever killed my wife that. She hasn't that butt at all.
Wow. My honey has no butt. It's nice to be a gal and have no butt, I guess. I don't know. She's not saying a word. She's rolling her eyes.
She's a perfect woman. She's the best thing that's ever happened.
Well, and see, the good thing is that you admit it.
Yes.
So we're in your little kitchen area, and this is, what, 10 by 10?
Oh, I think it's 8 foot wide, and it's actually, it's actually 12 foot also. And then the bedroom's only 9 foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's 12 to 12, 24, and then the bedroom is actually 10 or 11 foot. So it's got a full bath is what we like.
And you've got stainless steel countertops, which is amazing.
Got a microwave and a convection in it. Super air conditioner.
Yeah, you do.
Thing.
Yeah. It's
just
out here. And is it, oh, do you have...
Full refrigerator. We straight.
Oh, yours is bigger than
you know, we don't have, it's made us one cooler.
Yeah.
You know, we've got sauce injections for a competition. We've always just had our coolers and everything. We went in everything's in our cooler.
Oh.
First competition we went to, we was pulling air, going out to the truck, going through the cooler, getting everything when you're out the cooler. We finally got in here and looked at each other and said, got a refrigerator. It was empty.
Had
nothing in the refrigerator.
Oh, really? Now, is this like mine? It runs, oh, yeah, it is. It runs up for gas or electric. Yeah, I like that.
And what's cool about this, instead of four cooking, I mean, the back deck's rated 4,800 pounds. You can put a big old hickory back there or whatever you want. That totes 110 gallons fresh water, 65 gallons gray water, 45 gallons black water.
Nice.
So it's
wow.
a lot of water, and it comes with a generator, 6,500 Onan generator, electric start, 40-gallon fuel tank underneath. It's just a phenomenal trailer.
You don't have to walk outside in the weather to crank it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, it really is beautiful. So let's go forward, and I'm leaving from the refrigerator. So we're going into the inner sanctum.
It's going to be a little warmer. If we have to take it off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have,
oh, you got a gigantic bathroom.
A little porcelain toilet.
Oh.
Amen.
Porcelain.
Nice. Full shower. For
whoa. That's like a party shower. You need to keep
going
in there.
We could get Chad Ward in there if we needed to.
Sorry, Chad. He never listens to my show, so we're good.
And then we have, up this.
Nice.
You know, if a husband and wife team wanted it, you know, we never know if there's going to be two or three or even four of us. Me and Stephanie will probably pile in one of them and Amy and Raymond in one. And, you know, we still got storage up top.
Yeah, I don't need to hear all
that. Yeah, you know, it's not going to happen. But it falls in space. But it works out nice. Electric awning. LED lighting for outside.
Nice.
Got a surround sound with 8 speakers.
Which is beautiful.
It's just phenomenal.
Although you guys are like me, mine's, I haven't run mine.
We don't. Well, Raymond does it, you know, and we got a TV. But it came with a little jackknife couch. We put it out and had it on chill.
Oh, yeah. I would have too.
Now, if they actually took this idea, that's awesome.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
And it should be. I mean, I got the jackknife in mine.
But it will also be stainless
steel. And that is really beautiful. It just keeps a little kick. It's like a sleeve over the top of it, isn't it?
Sleeve, very easy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what you want. So you guys, I mean, I had you on last week, but life is different, and we all went to dinner last night, and actually somebody walked up to Robbie and Raymond and said, we recognize you. We want pictures. So I know that, you know, we're busting your ass on it.
You know, we catch the one. Say, like Myron and Tuffy, they have 300 running room.
Right.
Kids, two to five. That's fine. You know, it's fun to have kids come up. We took a picture with a little girl a while ago. Hey, Bobby, hey, Bobby. You know, I don't know this little girl, but she loves it. She walks every day. She wants to. So that's what you want to
do. It is. Absolutely, Raymond. And that's a really good thing. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I talked to Michael Nixon, and he really has to be gracious with people because of his dad, but you know sometimes that it is bothersome.
I'm sure it is.
You guys,
imagine.
Well, you will imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. We will never be to that level, but we're just having fun. I mean, we were very blessed, very fortunate to win Pit Masters. It's a nice paycheck when we get it next year.
is it 120 days?
It's up to 108 days.
Oh, okay.
So it's anywhere from 108 to 220 days. So it's 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
What else do you guys have coming up? Are you guys going to do rugs or bosses or anything?
We're working with Matt Farmer. I want you to right now. He's got us ready to go. He's just waiting on a check. He's waiting on a check, and I hate it that we just, we fell into this good trailer, and we had to come up with a little bit of money to buy this good trailer at a really good rate. Got a little bit of sponsorship out of it, and this was priority. I mean, this stuff where we can go and enjoy a little more. Even though we're only going to do about a dozen events this year,
absolutely. And let me just tell you that I talked to Daryl today, and you and I talked briefly about this, but there have not been any invitations sent out yet for the Varsity Superstar World Championship that's going to be in Columbia, South Carolina, and we are extending an invitation to you guys. We would love to have you come. I mean, besides when you pit masters, you guys won big jigs. People overlook the fact that was huge.
We're by far nowhere near probably the best team out there in barbecue. We're a good team. We're a consistent team. We're a versatile team. And I think if you put consistency with a little bit of luck, you can have some good results with barbecue. And we're one of, I think we're the only team that's ever won in four different sanctioning bodies. That says something about us being able to change up and move in particular ways, depending on where we are in the state of Georgia, Florida, or Alabama. If you're down here in Florida, you got to go with a sweet follow-up bone rib. If you get up north, you got to go with one that you just got full with five strips to take a bite out of it.
Don't you fall off the bone in Florida?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that's the hardest thing for me to cook, and I really train myself. It's got to be snappy.
It does. It's way more tender than what we're normally.
I know, quesadillas. Somebody goes, you know how you cook those? Cook it less for quesadillas. And that's what I've done,
I don't mean to follow up on it. It's just it's clean bite, long term straight.
Yeah.
Also, we're a team that recognize, whereas when we come to a cook, nobody turns the back on us. We're a team. Somebody, this cook right here.
Come bite you on the heel. I am watching myself.
2010, we were cooking something right here.
Yeah.
At Media Island. And it was because it was the last six years.
Oh, right.
They were trying to get their seventh deck from. So they could get that automatic deck.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were teams all the way from California. Oklahoma. Texas.
Maryland.
They were
fun to the team were down here on the beach.
They had
no clue. Because
you were the guy that's going to bite him in the heel.
You want to drink?
Oh, you did? Yeah, so be. And you and I have talked about this, but, Florida and South Georgia have some of the toughest teams in the nation.
There's no doubt out of the top 100 teams in the nation, probably 70% are in the southeast of the United States. Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina, it's the part of the team.
Yeah.
I mean, in any given day, you take this event right here, 34 teams here, I'm sure that 26, 27 of them have won grand. But you've got 30 teams out of 34 that have an opportunity to win this event this weekend.
And I am a believer that anybody's game on any given Saturday. Have a game on day, but put my skirt on the same way. No, sport. Come on, man. I got shorts on underneath it. I appreciate you guys giving me some time here. Oh, wait, is that your inverter?
No, that's the heater. My inverter is right there.
Okay. Oh, my inverter is underneath the oven. And I would have never thought it was there.
That's the heater.
Oh, my heat's on the floor. Oh, we even have beautiful floor.
I think we have vents alone.
Wow. Because heat rises.
Yeah.
I know. You should hot air and stay home. But it's a beautiful trailer. And you guys have done amazing service. And we'll have to be here taking a little tour. And I got to tell you, it's like a cherry finish.
And, people want to look at pictures of this trailer on the back of the barbecue sign. Put an ad on the back of the barbecue sign. They got 3-4 points on the back, the phone numbers on the back, and it's at RV.
GetStateRV.com.
All right.
Stuff smokers, can't ask for any better. Great smokers, great meat packages, great people. Baxter's Original Wood out of Fitzgerald, Georgia. Wonderful wood. And, you know, look at the wraps Terry McKay put on there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, it's just phenomenal wraps. So we're blessed to have what we have. And our love barbecue.
Well, and I told your wife I was going to get them to do a little interview, and I noticed they vacated real quick. So, after you sign that brush, I'll get that from you.
I'll get it soon.
Listen, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms.
Good luck. And if you want to change brisket,
we'll hang on with that one.
No.
It's probably going to be DAL, but we're going to hang on to it.
Oh, yeah, DAL. Okay, my ass.
Thank you. Great show. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Bye, guys. Okay, so we're leaving the Rescue Smokers, and let me tell you, if you get a chance to look at their pictures, take a look. The awning is beautiful. Oh, there's the wife. Okay, so they didn't vacate. Oh, I didn't see this. The Pitmaster Trophy. Damn, this one was as tall as me. So, ladies, we have Amy. I've been sad if I said the wrong name. And Stephanie here. And, you know, how long have you guys been going along with it? Or have you guys always been involved with it?
Since
day one? Well, I know you're a huge part of the restaurant. Don't let anybody ever take that from you, because restaurant husband and wife teams are married to it. And you guys are doing a great job. And she's nodding. But it's 2 years already, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In July, so that's great. And so when they came home and said, I may be doing fire rescue and that's not what he did, right?
He just worked
forestry. Okay, yeah, forestry department. I forgot that. Yeah. You know, but we also now want to do barbecue. Did you guys look at him like he had a third eye?
Oh, no, it's
like, it's a hobby to start off with. We started doing it. We started doing it one time a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There, so then we, you know, left one team and we got it by ourselves,
started doing it.
Oh, that's right. Originally, you guys had four, I forgot that. You had four couples, right? Yeah. Right. And it's tough when there's that many people. But for you guys to go in separate directions, I think you were walking through, as I was saying, you guys actually went to different states and different rigs and competed with your husbands, and you guys picked out.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's really fun.
It's a family event. We take our girls sometimes. We had our oldest daughter, Erin, who was one of the grand champions. She picked her rig.
Nice.
Not as much as they're getting older.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, well, that's fun. And if you were going to give advice to a spouse, because my honey wants something to do with this, but if you were going to give advice to a spouse that, you know, somebody says, I want to do competition barbecue, what would you say?
I would enjoy it with them, be part of it.
Yeah.
Do you have a barbecue family? So once you leave your house, all these people you see every other weekend or every barbecue, that is your family. And say, oh, how is so-and-so doing?
Right.
Or, you know, you're looking good. You keep up with them.
Well, you know, I hadn't talked to Robbie for a while, and the last time I had him on was when he won the first round, and I said, oh, your wedding pictures were beautiful. Yeah, and he's like, oh, you know, but we're Facebook buddies, and so we kind of, the barbecue people kind of keep up with you. Somebody just, I was walking through and they go, hey, like, you see you got a new trailer. And I'm like, I didn't even put a picture on. I just made a comment, you know. So we do pay attention to what each other is doing. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, guard the trophy. I don't think anybody will. Well, maybe somebody will. I'm not sure. Knowing this group, they may decide. Yeah, yeah, they may decide to do something with it. Yeah. And it'll show up someplace else. Anyway, thank you for hanging out. I got to go check somebody else out. Thanks, ladies. All right. So we're leaving the Rescue Smokers. We're on our way over to... Uh-oh, I'm getting buzzed. Oh, is it done? Oh, well, let me stop what I'm doing because... Why aren't you going to sign it? Did you sign it too? Raymond, did you sign it?
Hey, he's not my brother, too.
Well, did you sign it too? No. Oh, I don't want to just grab me sign it. We're over at
Forrest Fine Foods. He's still eating graham crackers. You've been eating graham crackers since this morning. You're not pregnant, right?
I'm not paid. I eat graham crackers.
Oh, okay.
The fine food.
Yes.
That's it. Okay.
Okay, so we're with Forrest Fine Foods, and we're talking about the Fun Cook. And when you came over to Robbie's, I said you're going to do a class. So
we talked briefly this morning about the. Do you think it'd be best if I cook or judge?
Judge, because I don't want to cook against.
Okay,
judge.
Well, see, I was going to judge, and Tony says no, but he said people want you to cook. I said, all right, I cook.
When we're taking your class, we want you to judge us. And then what I think would be really great is if you gave us feedback, because nobody else is going to be able to give us feedback. You know, we can all do whatever. So I see your steak smells really good.
Okay.
No, I don't know steak. Oh, thank you, Robbie. Did Raymond sign one side of it? Look at this. This is so funny. You guys are – did they give you like a billion?
Actually, they didn't give me any. We were cooking in Waynesboro, and they started throwing them out to everybody. And so we just grabbed about 100 of them.
Okay.
I called them. I said, why didn't y'all get these out to all the folks that weren't getting out here? It's pretty cool to get hand out.
Absolutely.
Hey, you just hang on to that. No, I bought a pack yesterday. Hang on to that because I might need some outside for you.
Well, thank you. I've got a...
Hey, did you get that on the radio?
Oh, the finger's flying.
I got jipped while ago, or screwed over, whatever you want to say. Tommy and signing an autograph. I thought it said from the Brisket King, which is me.
No,
but
it
said
not.
To the Brisket King.
I appreciate that.
Is that what you said?
I knew you loved me a lot. Also,
that is so good for me.
It is awesome.
I'm hoping mine's better.
You know what that is?
What is it?
That is Wagyu. Almost 4-7.
No way.
I mean, it is incredible.
I have to eat well done. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to eat that. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I put that skillet full of coals on top of it.
Wow.
And it was too delicate with all that marbling. It was too delicate. It ruined my appearance. But it tasted good. But it
wow.
My appearance.
Gee, I was hoping I might stand a chance. And I did mine in a display, and they threw it in a box.
Oh, your wing display works to be bad.
They threw it in a box, too.
That was fine.
And they told it was anything goes.
Yours was fine.
Thank you.
I agree.
Yeah, well, they threw it all in a box.
They threw it in.
They threw it in a box.
Before the judges see it?
And my,
are you kidding?
My steak was on a...
Before the judges see it?
My steak was on a wooden cutting board.
Are you kidding?
No. Yeah, that's really good. All right.
I can't believe that. Presentation was incredible.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And I made homemade, it wasn't blue cheese, it was feta cheese dressing, because I like feta better than blue.
I love blue and feta.
Yeah.
The picture on the board?
Huh? Yeah, that was mine. Picture in a box. I went back over there and I said, why is that bacon, I made bacon jam, that little container is like a pound and a half of bacon and four onions, and it was in a 8-ounce styrofoam. You cook it down that much.
Really?
It's freaking killer.
Yeah.
It's really killer. And it was sitting on top, and I'm like, really, you guys? Why didn't they tell me with the wings they were going to...
Is that all it is? Literally just bacon in
there? Yeah, salt and pepper and...
Eight onions, steak.
And a little bit of... Yeah.
Yeah.
You could see it. It was like nothing left.
I bet that is
it's really good. Yeah. So
probably jam up on top of that.
Oh yeah, jam up. No pun intended. Okay, I'm leaving. So that'd be really good. So we're leaving Forest Fine Food and the Rescue Smokers. Thank you. And we're gonna head over here to Carrie McKay, and Carrie is here. And we don't see Terry out as much as he used to be, but every time you come out, you seem to be kicking everybody's booty.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Should I go get my cutting board?
Okay.
Oh, okay. I better go
get Terry's cutting board.
Oh, should I go get Terry's cutting board? I borrowed it from him. Mr. Jerry McKay. Let's see what your meat looks like. Whoa, look at that. Yeah. Whoa, beautiful. Wow. Yeah, I should just give you guys my check. I have really pathetic. I'm sick of O'Carroll. I just can't get any decent meat. That looks really nice, Gary.
Restaurant Depot, baby. Restaurant Depot.
Well, we don't have them. And,
we got one here in Jacksonville. No excuse.
Yeah, well,
right by.
I got a brand new rig that I didn't want to drive into town.
Oh, my God.
I'm a wuss.
I've heard it all.
So, Coco and one.
Yeah.
And then
Oviedo, we reserved.
You reserved in Oviedo.
Flying pork 2 weeks in a row.
Did you know?
Little fun fact.
Little funny fact indeed. And are you using anything special?
Oh yeah. Yeah, a lot of special stuff. Oh, you want us to talk about it? I'll tell you what.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I wanna give you the tip of the day.
All right, what is it?
Curry's outfit. Curry's hold on a minute. Hold on. Oh, hey, the seasoning right here?
Yeah, but today you buy two bottles.
Curry Ranch Outfitters for brisket.
Okay.
The magic stuff.
All right. So you heard it here.
You
heard it here, and he's cooking on the regular stump. Oh, you know, I didn't realize that you cooked in here with a thick stump. Do you always do? But his little baby stumpster outside, it's so cute. Yeah, so what are you cooking in here, Rib?
Yeah, I got to put the pork loin in here.
Oh, yeah, we got pork loin. I got to remember that. And then you're cooking with, get you some, Bob. And Bob's cooking with the drum. And what are you cooking in the drum, Bob?
Pork butt.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry just walked away, so I've got no more to...
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. That's it's like you can't get out of here. All right. I'm headed over to...
You can't get out of it. You don't want to get out of it.
Well, I heard you can't get out of it. That's why I'm not sad in it. I got to go get your cutting board. Here's the thing about barbecue. We always talk about how everybody's really good, but I borrowed a cutting board to display my steak on, and it was beautiful. Oh, look! We've got Nancy readying here, and she is playing dish bitch. Yes, the second again. And it was kind of a fluke because I was expecting my... Okay, so did they get bring my knife, too?
I got it.
Oh, cool beans. Okay, well, I'm headed over there.
Cool beans.
I know, cool pig. Okay, we can't get this dirty because I got a privately signed pit knife. It's probably still wet, so I'm just going to drop it here. Hey.
No, I just told him about this.
Okay, so here, take this chair. Okay, I'm trying to get my folks comfortable. I've got Kevin and Nancy here. And I met them at the Mac Daddy Challenge. And my sponsor, Billy from Mac Daddy's Poker, was supposed to be here. But, you know, that whole thing about being in business gets in the way. So, unfortunately, they're not going to make it. I'm trying to make my way over to Sweet Smoke Q and chat with him real quickly because Jim's got a bunch of stuff going on. You can see they got a little three-piece band playing for us. They had a huge meal tonight for 200 people. And like I said, Jay and them are doing a really great job. There's, what do you say, 34 teams. I haven't even been over to see everybody. I'm trying to get to Jim. Let's see if they're even there. There's a lot of Georgia teams here. And I think we mentioned it's pork loin instead of chicken. So it's kind of weird not calling chicken. It's kind of fun. But then a lot of people did chicken loin tonight. So let's see. So there's Jan. She's fully colored. Let's see. Sure. Okay. Uh-oh. He's got to do something with that door. Anyway, I don't know what happened. Yeah, we might go have that barber over here. Oh, Jim. We are here with Jim Elzer and Dee Martin from Smoking Chaos. And Jim, of course, as we spoke to, one of my sponsors. And, you know, this is one of your first contests, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Only my second contest.
Second contest. And what was your first one?
Oviedo.
Oviedo. And you actually took rubbed class how long ago?
February, I think.
Was it that long ago?
Okay.
Is it that long ago already? Yeah, just weren't able to get out and got a new rig and stuff. But you guys are planning to come out.
We're
smoking.
Yeah, we're going to try and hit as many contests as we can.
Yeah, and that's smoking chaos. I love your logo.
Thank you.
And, you know, I contacted you to find out who did it. It's, for anybody that wants to look online, you guys have a Facebook page for Smoking Chaos?
Yep.
It's Smoking Chaos on Facebook. Do you have a smokingchaos.com?
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah, but you got to check out their logo. It is a wild boar with flames. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So, Jim, I know I've already said that you're getting ready to have surgery.
Yeah.
So you have no business being here,
No. Basically. I'm crazy.
You are crazy, and you're still leading. What is with that little baby fryer?
We had some fried
something. Something? Did you fry wings for the contest?
Mostly.
Really?
Why not? Everybody wants a fried wing. It smoked it first, and then fried it. They're yummy.
Oh. You know, I hate when somebody gets the edge on me.
Yeah, I'm not used to doing these extra contests. You know, it throws me off my game. You know, come down here and we don't have to do chicken this weekend, do pork loin.
I know, it feels weird, doesn't it?
You're out in there this morning throwing pork loin. I'm like, man, this is weird. It throws you off your game. I mean, because I got a rhythm, routine. I gotta,
right.
You know.
And I have to go and figure out what my timing is for the pork loin in the morning when I put my ribs on compared to that. So, and so you're here at the drum. You've got new,
fired up.
Yeah, you've got new paint for the drums. They look beautiful, the new ones. So what's happening with the beef injection? I didn't bug you about it today. I said you're getting ready to have surgery. But while we're on the air.
It's close. It's ready to be made. I'm waiting on label for the bottle. Just process how it's being processed. You know, you start with a small batch, and now you're going to a huge, we're doing 100-gallon batches. So.
Is that right?
So it's just the process of, you know, when to mix things in, when to do certain things.
Okay.
To, you know, you're taking like a small, you know, say, a couple gallons to 100 gallons. So
yeah.
Whole process changed a little bit.
Yeah, that's a big deal. You're still leading team of the year in the state of Florida, which is amazing. This is a non-sanctioned contest, but both of you guys who are really vying for it came out too.
We're
with
crazy.
I'm shocked at. Your next contest is Live Oak?
Live Oak, yep.
Okay, so again, the offer stands. If he's having surgery on Tuesday, Live Oak is, when is that in July?
It's 24th.
Is it that?
Third week in July.
Okay.
Oh, it should be fine. It should be good to go.
It should be good to go. Anyway, you've got some new sponsors, don't you? Yeah, you know, you're so used to sponsoring people, but you have a couple new sponsors, don't you?
Yeah, I got picked up Jeff Grilling on Tampa.
And are you doing you're getting ready to do a class too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing a class.
At your new facility?
I don't know. No, we're probably going to have... Now, we're probably going to have it somewhere else just because the new facility is not quite ready yet.
It's very exciting. I told everybody on Tuesday you got a new
we're
place.
We're still finalizing some details we're having. It'll be in around the Winter Haven area on first weekend of August. And then I will be doing it hasn't been announced yet, but I will be doing kind of a backyard class down in Venice. The guys that put on Venice contest contact me. And every year they want to get a top-notch team. And they come and, you know, trip, or it's kind of like a backyard thing.
Right, right.
So
that's good.
I'll be teaching that class. The date on that is, I think, sometime in September.
After the phone call.
Yes, after the phone call.
Okay.
I'll be doing a little more different things.
Okay, well, that's all exciting. The new place is very exciting, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, do you need a hand with anything?
No, I'm good.
I see you.
Kind of no, I'm good.
Bending over that thing.
Good.
Everybody's looking out for Jim.
Oh,
thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're leading Sweet Smoke Q. You know, Jim, we're still leading Team of the Year. in the state of Florida, and Matt's kind of tied up right now. I'd like to actually chat with him real quickly because he is, let's see if I can grab him. We're going to walk over here. Oh, no, I don't know what she's got going on. We got Wink. We got Robin. We got a bunch of, like I said, there's a, what happened to Matt? I'll just go over here. And Wink is sitting in front of a fan. So you guys, we're on the air. We're here with Wink Yelverton of Wink Barbecue. And I know you guys did something totally off the wall with the Wink, so now you can tell me the story. What did you do?
We just didn't, we didn't do traditional vinegar and hot sauce type wings. We did, Robin did garlic and garlic parmesan. Homemade garlic parmesan.
Oh,
fresh garlic. And I did, there's a restaurant in New Orleans that's famous for what they call barbecue shrimp. That's what I did last week, or 2 weeks ago in Madeira. Shrimp, and I decided I'd try it with chicken wings. So we smoked them, grilled them off, and then we put the New Orleans, the restaurant's Pascal's Manali.
Oh, nice.
And it's been open over 100 years in New Orleans, and they originated the recipe in the United World.
Come on,
that's it.
Yeah.
The, left the skin crispy. And proud of. And
okay.
Then we did steak entries.
Oh, you did two? Oh. I cooked two. I just left the other one on the cooker. Maybe
and an
day.
Extra entry fee. We just paid 50 instead of 25.
Yeah, and my steak is $10.99 a pound.
Or $15.99.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We drove around all over this morning looking for found.
Oh wow. We just can't get away from the high price.
Yeah. I guess we're gonna push a lot of our folks out of the sport.
Yeah.
It doesn't settle down a little bit here. I thought once summertime came, and with new grass and everything, cattle prices would go down.
So because we're missing an entire crop.
Well, pork's going down pretty fast.
What is she dishing out?
Go in there, try.
I'll go over and smell them.
There's Dave. Yeah, Robin had just a little. I had a bunch of sauce left. Robin had a little bit left, so not quite as coated as much as mine.
What do you think about doing porcelain tomorrow? Have you cooked TBA before? Yes, it'll be different for you.
Only time I've ever cooked a porcelain in my life was whole hog or at home. And I could count it on one hand.
Totally.
My buddy Robbie Boyle gave me a good tip.
Sorry.
I believe they're.
I hope you gave us both the same tip.
I believe they're good tips.
Yeah, I know.
He may be giving everybody a different tip.
No, you.
He's a good guy.
He helped me out on gold.
I can not steer anybody wrong. I know we talked to Matt, and Matt and I compared notes. He told Zach.
Okay, so we have Cameron.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and again, you know, we've talked on air before, but I give you guys kudos for as far as you drive. I just can't get over that you do it, not weekly, but you guys are going through. How many times have you done this year?
20? I think, no, about, I would say, about 12, I think, this year. Like
really? So this is 13 for me.
I don't know, Lori. I don't.
I was going to say, you guys have done more than me.
If we're not too far out in front of you because we're not a Jim Elter.
Yeah. But you've been doing quite a few Jim Elter.
Well, we've done more down south than we ever have. And that's killer for us. This one was, you know, things like 5 hours is nominal. But if we have to make the turn down south, it's 8 hours
yeah.
by the time we stop and get fuel. And mental health break, all of that.
Stay
out. Then turn around and go back. Didn't work all wax our board. A couple of weekends ago, we had back to back. You know,
oh, yeah,
Cocoa
did Cocoa
and
Madeira. Oh, yeah, and Cocoa's so far. It's far for me. Yeah, I got
it there. At Madeira, I drive all the way there and all the way home. And Madeira, I don't even think we were out of the Kansas City limits. And I said, you probably going to have to drive.
Yeah, but, you know, I was trying to tell somebody, Madeira was a little bit different. You know, we went to dinner twice, both of us. We went and had appetizer drinks in the middle of the day, one of those days, and we just don't do that. And it was we had a lot of fun, but it was a serious contest. And then, you know, Alan has emailed me to ask what the feedback is. You know, the biggest thing that was a letdown for all of us is we worked your butts off, the awards don't go off on time, and the second they named the first person, which was Henson Chicken, which was me,
right,
it started to just wail on us and rain.
Well, the feedback I gave was, you know, everybody standing there watching that thunderstorm
come
on.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like anybody was stepping lively to speed things up. And you had a drunk up there.
Yeah.
Seeing the,
yeah, he was bad. That was probably the worst thing.
Some very derogatory remarks. Nobody needs that.
Yeah, we don't. We're not like that. So. And are you loving your new cooker? You've got a new little baby over there. It's an old Hickory, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I call it the mailbox. What is it called?
It's the ACP. It's BP stands for Big Papa. That is a joint venture between
Big Papa?
Sterling Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike Mills. Old Hickory.
Oh, it is?
And, yep. And Mike Mills, our home writer.
I don't know, but Sterling and I do.
Anyway,
yeah.
They collaborated, and it's basically the difference is it's a CPO that's one shelf shorter than CPO, and the firebox, the firebox door is not on the front like the CPO, it's in the back.
Oh, it's in the back?
So it's full width. The firebox in the back is full width of the motor. And it falls up the back, and up that curve surface, and around the other curve, the front curve surface, and then it meets up with the convection fan in the front, and it blows all over. It is fantastic.
Thank you. And that is that's your rib cooker, basically.
It is.
Are you preparing chicken on that here?
No, at Madeira, we put chicken in there, and it was just a little too slow.
Oh.
I pulled our chicken at 142 degrees at Madeira. I didn't see it, but we had enough time with the box, picked up, got a fourth plate chicken. So.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to cut it close, otherwise, you know, they say, oh, it was dry.
Well,
really?
Well, I mean, the old, I don't think it's any secret, but you can kind of walk right up to that 145,
yeah.
Kind of right in there, pull it, box it, shut the lid, you're going to have juicy chicken. But if you go over 150, you might as well make it 180, because then it's better be fall off the
moment.
I know. That's a 10-minute kind of little window there. You're busy doing other things. Sometimes you miss it.
So are you timed on chicken, or are you temp control? Are you pretty much timed?
Yeah, I've got time. I've got the milestones that are based on time. I go out after certain milestones. I can start going up here. Right at the last minute. I got a time, 30 minutes, you know, and then I do my butter, I got my stages that I do.
Yeah.
But at the end, I go out every few minutes and stick a couple of them until I get a temperature that I like, pull them out.
Right.
You're doing chicken legs lately, aren't you?
Yeah.
No. Or did you go back?
I do the chicken legs. Tempt myself to turn them in. I never like them. I have yet to turn them in. And these guys, and there's people turning them in. Everybody sees me doing them, so they think that I have not been happy with them. I love to cook them, and they're beautiful. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever really seen them done. They're always.
I thought you showed me a picture in the gym of chicken legs.
No. I might have showed you a picture of them. Didn't mean I turned them in.
Oh,
yeah, they were pretty. They're always pretty, but, you know, some of these guys, and I'll use Jimmy Broder as an example. They go in and they take out 8 tendons, and I'm sorry. I just don't like the chicken enough to do that. I mean, I'm not a dark meat chicken eater anyway, so it's very difficult for me to get excited about detendinizing chicken legs. But I my legs are always pretty, but I'd be maybe. But today's wings were very
good. You only see 100. I
know.
You know, go to a contest, everybody's showing off 50. It all blends.
They see that little hanging thing I have, my legs, and everybody's always like, oh, those are so pretty. Yeah, well, I'm never turning them in. I'm just never happy with them. Judges are happy to get them.
This is not the sport to go against conventional wisdom. you get smacked every time you do it. There's a lot of things I'd like to do with brisket, you know, different than what all of us do. But you don't dare do it because the pool of judges you've got. It's like when they go to a judging school and somebody tells them 7.5 or 7, in their minds they're thinking, okay, if it's not below average or above average, it's 7. And they'll mark you, they'll put it 7.5. They're going to give you 0.5. And I think they need to, you know, the other thing that said, don't give anybody an appearance. I believe in that, you know. 15% of the score, weighted part of the score, to farm somebody, get them on facing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Leave them alone unless they look like they poured it out of a pot.
And we've seen plenty of that.
You know, okay, you're doing them injustice if you don't send a message that you need to tie yourself to them. But it looks like they took the time and laid the pieces in there.
I agree.
So,
give me
in Vito, that's what we saw. You know, there was a big judges contest, and there was a bunch of them judge the next day.
Oh, the class?
Yeah. Here are a bunch of fresh judges.
This is the worst contest.
And I was told there were several, brand spanking judges at that contest. With that field, and there were 6 chickens.
Yeah, I heard of that. Last year I judged that, and there was all new people. I was at a table where I was the senior judge, and everybody else of the kids, they were all brand new. And, you know, I haven't been judging like a year and a half, and I was the oldest.
Well, as a running board member, maybe one of the things, I think new judges, before they judge the first contest, they have to do somebody. I know that's the criteria for Masters. It should be the criteria for every judge, so that they get a feel for, or at least they're sensitive going into that judgment of what we go through. What we present to them, it's not trivial.
No, and you're going to get me started on something, because I was next to, I'm a big proponent of new team taking the class and really learning about it, and it's a great place for them to see things. But I was next to a guy, and I probably said it 10 times on the air, but next to the guy who was a team, and I gave somebody a 10 on ribs, and he gave him a 7. And afterwards, I said, what was the problem there? And he was, well, I could do better. And I'm like, unless they're putting a pink petticoat on it, that was the box that we're going to present. It is perfectly lined up. It was coming as a whistle. Are you kidding me? I could do better?
Right.
That's not what you're judging. So teams have to remember, they're not going in to go, well, I can do better than that. That irritates my time then.
Well, I use the analogy of golf. You know, you ever play golf?
Yes, I have. Let's do a golf.
You don't cross somebody's line. You don't cross somebody's line. You don't talk when they're chin off. There's all these extra things.
Yeah.
And it's widely accepted. You know, new guys mess up, you know, and they're corrected. And then, but they're not given any quarter. From then on, you learn the etiquette or you don't play golf.
Yeah.
And it's the same with this, there should be some accountability. You know, you're not so soft, and I know I hear stories of people making remarks about clowning around. And
afterwards,
I'm not saying,
it should never be
done.
Never be.
You know,
they need to give us a respect.
We provide a box of food that's the best piece of food that day, and we did it in good faith with the expectation that it will be judged.
I agree.
And not somebody saying, I could have done better.
Well, now, when I said this to him,
go get your foot in the buzzer and show up.
When I said this to him, it was after we turned in our cards, because I'm a firm believer in not talking while everybody needs to do their thing. And I was telling somebody else your story today. I have never seen him in books since that day, but he bends sometimes. But I keep watching for him because, and if you have a license, I mean, you'll know exactly, you know, it ticked me off because I didn't think he was looking at it fairly and getting somebody the benefit of doubt.
In every aspect of life, it's real easy to go from the bleed.
Yeah.
It's a whole different story down there. And that's why sports judges feel pressure, the ups and downs, the wild emotions. I still have a can of ribs in there. So I don't lose sight of it. It's a wild swing.
Right.
That you have to, you know, you have to move past them and get back to it. And that's the part that they don't see nor have, you know, in my mind, an adequate appreciation of what ends up, what culminates in, like, the go box.
No, and it's what?
For them. You know, a lot of them don't see it any deeper than themselves.
It costs a lot of time and money to put together.
My father and I are poor. Since that, while it's not just the emotional thing and the lack of sleep and fitting it in to two very busy lives, and I would pay an extra $1,000 to have that relief off. You know, if there was such a way to do it. You know what I mean? Because to me...
But we come back and do it again.
I know. But it's that hour at 5 or 6 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and when you get to go up there, and that was the disappointing thing for Gerald, was I look forward to my friends going up to get called with me, maybe winning, maybe winning myself.
Right.
That's payoff. I just keep kind of keep ball coming back.
Well, and, you know, so many of us are, it's a pretty tight-knit group, and, you know, it was fun to go out afterwards. And ironically, after we all calmed down because we were pissed off, I mean, there's no other way to say it. You know, now that it did go down the way it should have gone down, and that we wait all that time, and then fortunately we all lightened up, did our thing, and we ended up having a late night.
Yeah. Move past it, figure out what you're going to do.
Well, I have appreciated words of wisdom by Wayne, and I'm going
to.
I got one more biscuit. I ended up, somebody brought a biscuit for me here today.
Well, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, but it's smaller than the one I had. So it's going to be grown ass. I mean, my You know how I am about brisket, so I'm looking at a two-hour difference of start time tonight. I'm sure because of the weight of these things. But and then I
well, is it pretty small or
no? Not really. It's
ugly small.
It's ugly. and I left Robbie Royal. He had a wagyu in there that was probably like a 19-pounder. Yeah, I started drooling. It wasn't pretty. I started drooling.
I think there's an underground the wagyu guys and the prime calf guys. Of course, I'll tell everybody I'm a Freestone Farm calf.
Well, I'm all CABs. I'm all about CABs, but I can't get them. And Wink is giving me Courtney's number. I'll be calling her, and I will never have this conversation again because Freestone will be sending them to my house.
If you make the phone call, they'll surely get it to you on time.
And they'll call me surely, yeah. No, I will make the phone call because this isn't happening yet. You know, it's bad enough. Ocala just called for me. And then they had like 14-pound buck. He said they were 10, had to go like 14 pounds. The money muscle is just chaos.
Wow.
Like the one Matt Barber got me. Yeah. Thank you. All right, so we're leaving Wink's Yelverton over at Wink's Barbecue, and I'm just going to wave to Matt. Hey, Matt Barber, and your chicken butt. And just real quick, did you have a good time in D.C.?
I had time.
Okay.
It's off my bucket list.
Okay. I won't go any farther because I know the rest of the story. Anyway, Matt's here, you know, and it's a non-sanctioned contest, and it looks really great. There's a cornhole competition going on right now that I just can't be any part of. I am going to head to the trailer. With that, I am going to say goodnight to everybody. I appreciate you being with us. I didn't get around. I still haven't been around to say hey to everybody. Look, somebody has a blind guy's shirt on that's competing. Oh, and Robin Yelverton is competing. With Steve from Blazing Seven. Yes, he's out there. Hello, Dana.
Hi,
honey. We're here with Dana Hillis. Just say hey, Big Papa.
Hey, Big Papa. That's me. I'm Big Papa.
You are Big Papa.
I am Big Papa.
So you're in a different trailer. Are you?
I'm sneaking around. I'm stealing Thomas's mojo. If he thinks I'm putting mojo in, I'm taking mojo out.
You're taking mojo out, but you have a new trailer coming as the story.
Yes. I heard you're going to be fair.
I do.
I'm going to come look at it. I heard nice things.
It's got a potty.
A potty. Now I'm American. As long as you can go potty.
These guys know the potty is important. Yeah, because last week or 2 weeks ago, Blazing Seventh, it was like, can I buy you potty? Yeah, and I got two showers. And actually, Blazing Seventh, they put me over the edge, but I had to go get something. You really did.
I
want to
check out your new ride.
My new ride. Well, thank you very much. But anyway, thanks. Okay, I'm going to head back over. All right, so thank you. Thanks for being with me. I'm going to be back on Tuesday, regular time, 7 o'clock. And until then, stay safe out there this weekend. Keep smoking, and we're here at Fernandina Beach at a great location. And I'll be with you back on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Learned how to try to do more. Thanks, folks.